Welcome to the Marketing Geekly podcast. Today I'm going to discuss the implications of Ofcom's decision to allow product placement on UK TV programmes. Recently, Ofcom confirmed that product placement, that's paid for references for products and services, will be allowed in UK TV programmes from February 2011. As everyone expected, no product placement will be permitted for tobacco, gambling, alcohol and unhealthy foods. Just in case you were thinking of doing so, Ofcom also decided to prohibit the paid for placement of weapons and escort services. There are plenty of reasons for consumers to get excited about product placement. It will help them to increase their overall knowledge of markets as they will see more products. And although it sounds cheesy, knowledge is power, and the more information a consumer has, the more choices available to them. Ultimately, the consumer should be able to make a purchase that is more likely to satisfy their needs. Product placement would also give consumers the opportunity to see products being used in a relevant context. This may help a consumer discover a product or a service that could satisfy a need, or find a product or a service that would help increase their utility in a way which they had never thought. There is a school of thought that suggests that consumers will be overloaded with hundreds of products. This is not necessarily true. Marketers should only place products in carefully chosen programmes that appeal to their target market. For instance, placing a stair lift in an episode of Skins wouldn't be considered good practice. It won't appeal to the show's primary audience of 16 to 24 year olds and would be an inefficient use of marketing resources. Product placement should inevitably lead to highly targeted product offerings with the consumer, displaying to them products and services that they are likely to be interested in. The challenge for marketers will be how to overcome the skepticism consumers will have over placed products. This is where an integrated approach, using other communications channels to complement the product placement channel, is necessary. But product placement can go far further than just raising brand awareness. The greatest opportunity for product placement is as a tool for positioning. Positioning is differentiating a brand, product or a service from its competitors in the mind of the consumer. So for example, Volvo is a safe car. Differentiating yourself from the competition is essential to creating a competitive advantage. However, there's no point in being different for the sake of it. You have to be different in a way that the consumer will value. Anyway, we'll leave differentiation till another day. Back to product placement. Product placement can be used to express a product or service's core values through aligning it with a TV program or a personality or character in a TV program with similar values. So, for example, when a consumer sees Barcelona striker Leo Messi wearing the latest Nike football boots, they'll associate them with high performance because Leo Messi scores a lot of goals and is one of the best footballers in the world. This can be implemented in exactly the same way on TV programs. Sure, people will grumble about product placement. Capitalism has gone too far, some may say. But what they don't realise is that product placement is all around them. Just look at Leo Messi's example from earlier in this post. When computer game Metal Gear Solid 4 was released, that too was hounded for product placement. And music stars such as Lady Gaga and the Black Eyed Peas also use products in their music videos frequently. But people have quickly gotten over this and it largely ceases to exist as an issue. I assume that this will be exactly the same for product placement in TV, and eventually people will just accept it as another form of sponsorship. So I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and hopefully there'll be another blog post today, so make sure you get on and read that. And we'll speak to you later in the week.